Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome and thank you for tuning into In the Arms of the Angels, hosted by Dr. Kai McNeil on Spiritual Connections Radio.
Hey everybody, welcome to Spiritual Connections Radio. As you know, we have Dr. Connie on in the Arms of the Angels every Thursday from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you miss any part of the show, want to find out about this show or other shows, you can go to our website, which is spiritualconnectionsradio.com. All right, Dr. Connie, you're on. Oh, let me give out the phone number to everybody. Phone number, if you want to call in for a free reading, is 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. Okay, now you're all set.
All right, thank you, Mark. Good evening, everyone. My name is Dr. Connie McNeil. I am a clinical psychologist and felt led through my clinical work to introduce more and more of a spiritual guidance to my work. I am going to invite you at the half hour of this show to call in at the number that Mark just gave you for a free angel card reading. I find that the cards to be an accurate, gentle, enlightened answer to many, many questions. And I know that I find peace and guidance when I consult the cards. My website is drconniesays.com, and my email address is drconniesays@gmail.com. And I would invite you to contact me if you feel led to do so. And go on the site and look at, I have some information about the angels. I have a fantastic free download for you that Mark did on meeting your guardian angels. And there's just some other kind of nifty stuff there that you might find helpful. So I didn't invite you to take a look at that. And before we start the show this evening, I would like to open with a prayer. I'm asking all of the angels, I'm asking the higher source and the higher power of each individual who is listening to this broadcast, either now or on archive, that the words that I say in the meditation that's in my heart not only be acceptable to you, Father, but used to enlighten and move forward those individuals who have used this as a channel to reach you. I thank you for your love. I thank you for your guidance. I thank you that you are always with us. And I pray that you would be so close to the individuals listening to this broadcast that they would actually feel your loving wings around them as they stand so close to their angels, their guardian angels, their archangels, and know that they are ever loved and ever guided. Thank you so much. What I wanted to talk to you about was something that all of us has experienced. Many of us question why. Many of us look at it as an indication that we're doing something wrong, that we're not on the right path. And it is what some people term the law of chemicalization. And what that basically is the time in your life when you feel like you've done everything that God has asked you to do, and you find a point where you feel like you're just starting to make progress, and then you feel like the rug has been pulled out from under you. And I know many people tend to lose their faith at this point. They tend to believe that this whole spiritual journey is a cosmic joke. But what it actually is a cleansing process. And it's an affirmation that what you have requested of your higher power, and when you call upon your angels, it's the affirmation that you're actually moving in the direction that you want to go. It's the answer to your prayer. I had a gentleman, a friend of mine, call me today. I'm working on this project. And it's his life. It's the reason he was born. It is his life work. And he has spent countless hours, years of total dedication to this project. And he finally got to the point where he had made a significant jump and a significant step forward to the point that he was ready to finally release it to the public. And he wanted to make a series of videos. And so he made the videos. He felt like that they were good. They were very good. But they just didn't have, there was just a little something missing. But he did it to the best that he could. And right after he finished the videos, within 90 seconds after he finished his video, the rug got pulled out from underneath him. And he went from an extreme high down to an extreme low. And he was so upset with himself because he said, I thought I had gotten past this certain point. And now I find I'm right back in it. So there are some very key things, because I know if you're striving to walk your spiritual path, and if the desire of your heart is to be faithful to your life purpose and your life work, and finding that life work, and finding ways to focus on others and be the best that you can be, for those of us that are there, and I truly believe that a lot of people that listen to this broadcast and other broadcasts on this radio station are light workers. And there is a pull in all of us to want to do something, to make some sort of a stamp for God, to make some sort of a movement toward change and a betterment, and to bring love into this society. And the first thing to do when you are in the situation that my friend was in, to realize that the circumstances that you find yourself in, you chose it. You chose it before you came into this life because you needed it as a cleansing process to fulfill your life's work in this lifetime and to fulfill the goals and dreams and aspirations that you had in this lifetime. And some of us have pulled some really rough hands. some of us in our more saner moments going, how in the world would I ever, why in the world would I ever do something that would get me to this point? But when you look at the bigger picture and when you look at, there is a purpose and a plan for why you were here. You are here to promote God's work. However you do that, in whatever job that you have, in whatever lives that you touch, in whatever you do in your life space, you came in with the purpose to make this world a better place and to find your place in God's handiwork. And in order to fulfill that, there has to be a cleansing process. In order for God to be able to use you, not only the way that God wants to, but in your heart the way that you want to, then every time that the rug gets pulled out from underneath you is an indication of, okay, now there's a new cleansing process that's going to happen. I have a quote by Emmett Fox, or an explanation of what chemicalization is. He said, it seems as though everything begins to go wrong at once. This may be disconcerting, but it is really a good sign. Suppose your whole world seems to rock on its foundation. Hold on steadily and let it rock. And when the rocking is over, the picture will have reassembled itself into something much nearer to your heart's desire. It's very important for you, once again, and I've said this a lot, but it's very important for you to know the God that you serve and the place that you truly believe that you can have in the big picture of what the universe wants to do. And if you truly believe that there is a place and a purpose for you and you choose to stand there, and I believe that everybody who listens to this broadcast has that desire or you wouldn't be listening. I truly believe that most of you are light workers. There's a pull in us that we have to do something. It's just in our, it's in our very genetic DNA makeup, the very thing that stirs our soul, is to find our place on God's path and then do that to the best of our ability. And if you don't know if you're on the right path, the very thought that you have of, I really want to be where I'm supposed to be, means that you're on the right path. And it means that you're really where you're supposed to be. What my friend learned, and you will find through a series of when you get the rug pulled out from underneath you, that the ability to shift back into, okay, I'm to breathe and get through this. My friend was actually able to do that very quickly, but what he knew that he needed with the fear that came up with this, when the rug got pulled out from underneath him, that piece of fear was the thing that stood between him and making this project where it needed to be, so that God could more fully use it for his work, for God's work. And it's the same for all of us. Whether we lose our job, or whether we feel like we don't have enough money, or whether we feel like we're not ever going to find the love of our life, whether we're ill, it's that cleansing process, it's the uprooting of the fears, the anxieties, the worries, the misunderstandings that we need to have removed in order for us to fulfill what it is that we want to fulfill. And it's not surprising. You can almost expect it. So you don't have to be shocked when you feel like your world's falling apart, or you walk outside and you got four flat tires, or you feel like God's got you by the ankle and he's shaking you upside down, you know, with all the quarters dropping out of your pocket. Don't be surprised. You can expect it. You can expect that you're going to go through a period where your world is going to be rocked so that you get to the place you want to be to do the work you want to do. And if you can see the world rocking as an affirmation of, yep, must be doing something right, then you're well on the way of not fighting what God's trying to do for you. Things are going to get worse before they get better. The getting worse is part of the process of improving your situation. I know a lot of people judge themselves harshly. I can stand and rip myself to shreds if I'm not careful. And I can very easily look back on my past and I can find those signature moments. I go, yep, failure, 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 did that wrong, should have done that. And I can absolutely shred my entire past with looking at all the things that I, quote, did wrong or felt like I did wrong, because what was actually happening was a cleansing process, but I didn't realize it. So what I looked at as failure was actually the events that were bringing me success so that I could be where I'm at today. And it sounds like you're going backwards. I've really moved forward and I've got this new mindset and I have this, you know, 10 steps to whatever, and I'm following all of my steps and I'm doing everything right. And now all of a sudden I lose my job. Now all of a sudden I'm getting divorced, or I hit a financial crisis, or my health is bad or whatever. It seems like you're going backwards. But it's a natural part of the course that you chose to take. And it might be a good idea to write that down. That you, for a large part, in many of the circumstances that we find ourselves in right now, we chose it. We chose our life lessons. We chose the spiritual path that we wanted to take. We chose that thing that we wanted to bring into the world in this lifetime. We chose it. Now to honor that choice, to be able to look at these times when we feel like that we're not going anywhere, or we must have done something wrong, or maybe we're just wrong. Maybe we're just inherently wrong. Maybe we're just so, maybe there's so much wrong with us that maybe it's not everything else. Maybe it's just us. This, that, to I'm exactly where I need to be, and because I'm going through a cleansing process, I know that I'm moving toward where it is I'm supposed to go. Those people, a lot of people, who find themselves never going through a trial, find an easier way out. Oh, that's too hard. Okay, I'll just do this. Oh, that didn't work. Yeah, I really wanted to do that, but man, that's just, it's too hard over there. I every time I go that direction, it seems like, you know, all hell breaks loose. I'm going to come over here and just do this. Yeah, I really wanted to teach, but gee, I think I'm just going to go sell socks for the rest of my life, because it's just, when I go sell socks, it just seems to be easier. If your world isn't being rocked, if you're not running up against fear, anxiety, those things that hold you back, if I have a belief in myself that I am not good enough, then I am going to be put in situations where I'm going to have to become face-to-face with that. Now, that could be working on issues of childhood. That could be, I don't know what. But if I find that I have a fear, or I have a misconception, or I have anything within my spirit that is holding me back, and I really want to move toward being the best I can be, then of course I'm going to run into it. Of course I'm going to be knocked in the head with it. Of course I'm going to round the corner and there's going to be standing right in front of me. Of course that's going to happen. How can it not? And I'm at a choice point right then, right now, toward the thing that scares me, because I know that God's on my side and it's going to be for my benefit. And it's what I need to get this fear out of me. Or I can go find something simpler to do. When you find yourself in this situation, which you will, if you can tell yourself that there's nothing to fear, what is going on with you right now is not evil. It is not the devil. It is not Satan trying to tempt you away from or telling you that you're doing something wrong. Only good that's going to come out of walking through this fearful event or depressive event or whatever the event is for you. There is only good in that. If you're craving a relationship and you find that however hard you work, it just ain't happening. But you know in your heart that because God promised you the desires of your heart, and you don't want just any relationship, you want your soulmate relationship, then the good is God moving from you those people, situations, thoughts, mindsets, habits that keep you from having the relationship that you want, or the job, or the financial abundance, or whatever, fill in the blank. Know that healing is taking place. picture in your mind, visualize the hurts, the wounds, the fears, the whatever this is for you. Visualize when all of this comes up, cause, and it will, whatever emotions or thoughts or whatever come up. Visualize taking those hurts and wounds and whatever they are for you and giving them to your angels. See your angels before you. You may see a color. You may smell a smell. You may see coins or feathers in you know odd places that you wouldn't necessarily see one. I know for me when I was first visualizing Archangel Michael, the only thing that I could see was the glint off of his sword. But I knew he was there. So whatever, however your visualization is of your angels, I want you to give them this hurt. I want you to be mindful of it. I want you to be aware of it. I don't want you to wallow in it, but I want you to look at it as an observer. I want you to stand back and look at you handing this fear or depression or longing to your angels. Step out of yourself and watch you do this process so that you can see the shift that you yourself is making, that you're not so caught up in the emotion, that you can watch yourself in this healing process. Because when you can step out of yourself and watch yourself in this healing process, you're much less likely to be judgmental or critical or say you're not doing it right or I'm never going to get what I want. So learning how to observe how you respond, and instead of being so in the middle of your emotions, step back and look at the emotion and look at the situation with the help of your angel and with the help of your higher self so that you understand the process that's going on, the cleansing process, the healing process, the good that is going to come out of giving this bundle of blockage that's kept you from having what it is you want. Tell yourself to rest, to relax. That you are exactly, and affirm to yourself over and over again, I am exactly where I am supposed to be. I am doing exactly what I am supposed to do as I listen and follow the guidance of my angels. If I can go with the situation in my life and not resist it and not trying to figure out how to get out of it and not trying to figure out how to lessen the impact, I'll get through it quicker. Because part of the life lesson is the trust. Part of the life lesson is knowing that God's got my back, and it doesn't matter if the rug got pulled out from under me or not, God's still got my back, and this is a learning process and a life lesson, and nothing more than that. Mark, why don't you come on and do what you do so well at the half hour?
All right, sounds good. Excuse me. You're listening to In the Arms of the Angels with Dr. Connie, and she is on every Thursday from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. To find out more about the show and other shows and to get the links for websites and everything, you can go to our main website, which is spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And with that, I want to let you know that if you want to find out more about the services included in the new email reading that Dr. Connie is offering now, you can go to her website and take a look at the details on that, see that great deal that's out there for everybody. And that's by going to www.drconniesays.com. And if you want to call in and get a reading, you can call 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. And back to you, Dr. Connie.
All right. Thank you, Mark.
Yep.
The reason that I feel like that this is such an important topic tonight is because I'm hearing of people going through situations like this. It's not just one person. It's a lot of people. So what I truly believe is that the universe is getting ready or is in the process of shifting the mindsets of a lot of people. Seeing that with light workers, a lot of us will go through the same type of experiences. So don't ever feel like that you're the only one. And if it's any consolation, most of you will not have to go through as much as some other people have, myself included, which is not at any level a boast, because trust me, it has not been pleasant, or for anyone to feel sorry for me, because where I have emerged from now and where I continue to emerge, it's all been worth it. At the time, I didn't understand as fully as I do right now. So the angels are so wanting you to understand and get this, because it's going to happen. The rug's going to get pulled up from underneath you. You are going to go through a cleansing process. The fears and anxieties, the depression, the wanting to give up, the wanting to hurt yourself, the wanting to drink, the wanting to do whatever it is you do so that you don't feel. The angels are so wanting to come into your life space. And when you experience these moments, to know in your heart, to know in your heart that everything is okay, that in the grand scheme of things, in the big picture, in the what you have been put on this earth to do, what you chose to do, is so much bigger than being lonely and wishing you had a great person in your life. Because that person, if you want that person their way, if you want that job is on its way. If you want that health, the health is on its way. It's allowing yourself to not only experience the cleansing process, but in this cleansing process, there's going to be opportunities for you to receive blessings from your new learning. Blessings because you have the respect. You actually have the respect of every angel in heaven when you stand firm. And you have every angel in heaven lining up toward you when you go through these times of your world is just rocked. You are so afraid. How do I get the money? Am I going to be lonely forever? Am I ever going to get a job? Am I ever going to feel good? The lessons that God has so much more, the universe has so much more for us than the usual petty requests that we make. Petty in the sense that, you know, gee, God, I'm just so lonely and I want somebody. When all the while, the universe is turning over backwards, creating the most wonderful relationship for you ever with the person that is so meant for you. And in the process of creating this relationship or job or whatever, comes with the, okay, now we have to sweep the floors. Now we have to repaint the walls. Now we have to, oh, this whole thing is just going to have to be demolished and started all over. Wherever you are, whatever it is you need, whatever holds you back, I don't know. I really need to be seeing you guys. I really need to. So I know that you get the enormity of how faithful and how much the universe desires to you what you want. And the reason you want it is because it's a desire of your heart that God put there to begin with. It's something that you and God and your higher self all created before you even came into this world. But there's a level of peace and understanding and getting a connectedness with God come when you maybe don't have the job or you don't have the relationship or you don't have the help or you don't have, because you have to continue praying and working on yourself and your journey. The angels working on you. You are going to be receiving blessings. And part of the work of the cleansing is accepting, really accepting what you have and appreciating what it is you have and knowing get more and more and more, but only to the degree that you can accept it, only to the degree that you will allow it. I've seen people really want something and they pray so hard and they finally get it and then they sabotage it because they didn't know how to handle it. The sabotage may have looked like failed, but the sabotage was a life lesson in, okay, this is what you still get to learn. This is areas that still get to be refined. And it's a looking at and trusting always and forever moving you toward what it is that you want. So when the depression comes up, when the fear comes up, when the doubt comes up, it's the opportunity to look at the emotion as something like saying, okay, the depression comes up, which means there's still something I get to work on. The fear comes up. I thought I had worked on this. You know, I thought I had have issues with my dad. Gee, I thought I had worked out my issues, and all of a sudden something comes up and I'm having dad issues again. Applaud yourself. Pat yourself on the back, because there would have been a time when God, when you are in the situation you are right now, there would have been a time when you would have been in that situation before, when you would have crumbled. You would not have been able to handle it. You would have walked away. But the very fact that you can handle as much as you're handling means that you have grown to the point where God is ready to say, okay, now we can remove a little bit more. Now we can remove a little bit more. So instead of looking at it as God is against me, or things never work out for me, or how come this has to be so hard, what would happen if you looked at it as, wow, look how much I've grown. Wow, look how much God is really working with me and moving me forward in my journey. Wow, isn't this great that I'm getting to the point where I can say I have unshakable faith that everything in my life is going to come to perfection when I allow God to have absolute control. What would it be like if I saw everything that happened to me as a blessing? What would it be like if I woke up with excitement of what God and I could create for the day? Instead of, oh my God, I wish I could just stay in bed because I don't want to face another day. My suggestion for you and me, when we find ourselves in these situations, is to go to a quiet place. I know some of you have small children. I know sometimes even going to the bathroom is, you can't even get peace in the bathroom. I've been there. I understand that. So I'm not asking for an inordinate amount of time. I am asking that you ask your angels and you arrange to have even 10 minutes of quiet time. And you go to a place and you take some breaths. You focus on your crown chakra, which is at the top of your head. And you ask the angels to open your crown chakra to give you better communication with you and the angels. And then I want you to ask whomever comes to your head. It could be an ascended master, such as Jesus or Kuan Yin, Buddha, Moses, Muhammad. It could be one of your angels. Could be God. It could be none of the above. It could be just calling out on the universe as a whole. And you allow whomever you call, the spirit of that to come into you through your crown chakra. And let that light, the golden white light, the angels each have a color associated with them. So it could be, if it's Archangel Michael, it's blue. If it's Archangel Raphael, it's green. You may see a color. Let whatever happens, whatever you envision or whatever comes to you, as it enters through your crown chakra, that it touches every cell in your body. And you ask for healing and for love and for strength and to love yourself and to honor yourself, and that it touches every cell in your body. And as you envision this light flooding through your body, just breathe in the essence, power that's within you. And allow yourself to feel the connectedness with every cell that you are, with the vastness of the universe, that you are not alone, that you are being blessed. And it is a positive sign when you're going through cleansing. Feel the expansion of your soul and your heart. And be sure to thank the one who came to you, and to be very grateful. And do this on, I would suggest, minimally in the morning, even if you have to get up a couple of minutes earlier, and at night, even if you have to stay up a couple of minutes later, to feel the connection between you and all that is. Because there is no separation except in our own minds. And that will support you in getting through the cleansing process a little quicker. And then you will be forever changed. You will think differently. You will act differently. The more aware you are of the cleansing that took place, you will never be the same. It's helpful for me to find affirmations, mantras, positive quotes to keep my mind moving in the right direction so that I don't slip back into, this is so horrible and I can't stand it. I don't know how I can take another minute of this. I don't know how people do this, and I don't know why I even, wanted to be on this stupid journey, and this is just so dumb, and I really don't believe it. When I go there, it's for me to be able to have something on hand that I can reach to and refocus my thinking. So I would suggest that you find some material that is meaningful for you. And I read. I keep myself in a position where I have read, and so my mind, it's easier for me to go to a positive place just because I read and I remember things that I've read. So if you don't like reading, find some beautiful pictures. If you find, you can get quotes on your phone. People will send you quotes. Find a good friend of yours, and you guys just maybe every once a day text a positive quote to each other. I mean, there's the possibilities of figuring out how to think on a positive mindset is endless. Part of the creativity that you are, you get to create how you want to, how you want your cleansing to go. Part of it is not going to be in your control, except your reaction is always in your control. How I choose to cope with and handle my cleansing is 100% in my control. What makes me one with the angels? Because I can choose a higher path. Mark, I know that we're almost out of time. I'd like to close with a prayer, and then you can come back on and finish up.
Angel, sounds good. Go ahead.
Angel, thank you so much for loving us enough to be ever ready at the call, to give us signs that you're there, so that we can feel your presence, that we know the wonder that you are and the wonder that we are, and that there is no separation between us and the Creator. I thank you personally for the opportunity to serve you on this show. I thank you for Mark and for his vision in creating with other people, creating this radio show and the radio station. I thank you for the opportunities that we have at all times to show love and compassion and to be the best we can be and to honor you. I thank you so much. Amen.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Connie. It's always great to have you on each week. For people who are tuning in, we just want to let you know you've been listening to In the Arms of the Angels with Dr. Connie. She is on every Thursday from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you can find out more about this show and other shows by going to our website, which is www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. As we mentioned earlier, make sure to go to Dr. Connie's website and check out the new service that she's offering, which is an incredible deal. You can actually get an email reading where you're allowed to submit one question that she thoroughly will do a reading on at a very, very low price. And you can find out more about that by going to her website and looking at that service and the other great services that she has to offer at drconniesays.com. So that's it for this evening, and I want to thank you for joining. And everybody, have a great night. You've been listening to Spiritual Connections Radio. Good night, Dr. Connie.
Good night, dear. Thanks so much.
Okay.